This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says he is prepared to resist immigration enforcement agents if they attempt to operate in Chicago once Donald Trump becomes president. Trump has campaigned on mass deportations and his chosen immigration czar says cities that don't cooperate will face, quote, consequences. At an unrelated news conference, Johnson says that's not the only policy Chicago has to fight against.
His threat is not just towards undocumented families. His threats are also against black families. He has a vision to destroy public education. We're going to protect people and we're going to invest in people.
Trump's immigration czar has said deportation efforts will be targeted toward undocumented immigrants who have broken the law. Chicago is a so-called sanctuary city, which, in part, prohibits local law enforcement from cooperating with ICE agents on deportation efforts. Federal prosecutors have spent weeks showing how former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan helped allies land no-show Commonwealth Edison jobs. For instance, Jeffrey Rush is the son of former Democratic Congressman Bobby Rush. Jeffrey was fired from his job at a state halfway house for women for allegedly having sex with multiple residents. After Rush pled guilty to a criminal charge, Madigan tried to help him line up work. Prosecutors played a secret FBI recording where he touted Rush to co-defendant Michael McLean.
This is a guy that I'm going to want to help somewhere along the road. He's got a real good background in criminal justice.
McLean, who used to lobby for ComEd, asked an executive if the utility would hire Rush. The executive said no. New Chicago Sky coach Tyler Marsh gave his introductory news conference yesterday. Marsh is considered a seasoned coach with experience in the NBA and WNBA, but it will be the 36-year-old first time as a head coach. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout spoke to Marsh. He says the road to success will be a collaborative effort.
There's a level of commitment and investment that's necessary to each other in order to be successful and have that championship mindset. I think when you speak, you know, specifically on the court, it's a team that is fearless, that night in and night out, you know the effort that you're going to get from each game.
The former Las Vegas Aces assistant coach and head of player development replaces Teresa Weatherspoon. Marsh is the team's fourth coach since the Sky won the WNBA championship in 2021. Last season, the Sky finished 13-27 and missed the playoffs for the first time since 2018. When will Chicago see its first winter 2024 snowfall? Temperatures are currently warmer than average for mid-November, and the National Weather Service reports temperatures should remain in the mid-50s for the rest of the week. Senior meteorologist Brett Borkhart says don't get used to the relatively warmer temps.
It does look like we're in for a pattern change toward the end of the month toward colder temperatures. It's quite possible we actually may see our first snowflakes before the month is over.
He says the timing of that snowfall is not unusual, but it will be the first of this season. Some more things you should know today. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's proposed $300 million property tax increase is going nowhere. A majority of city council members oppose the mayor's massive property tax hike so much, they're meeting on Thursday just to strike this part of the mayor's budget down. Their pushback has led to negotiations over a slew of tax increases to lower a potential property tax increase. Some of the items floated for potential tax increases include bottled water, checkout bags, garbage collection fees, and streaming services. The Chicago Board of Education will hold a special meeting Thursday to pass a resolution to try to prevent the closing of seven schools. Acero Charter Schools Network has announced that it plans to close half of its 15 campuses in June. The resolution demands that the charter's leaders appear before the board to discuss alternatives. It says the closures could affect whether CPS renews the charter contract when it is up for renewal in 2026. The family of the Chicago police officer Enrique Martinez does not want Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker or Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson to attend his funeral. The head of the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police says in a YouTube video that the family has been, quote, very clear, they do not want the politicians to attend. Earlier this year, the family of slain officer Luis Huesca also asked Pritzker and Johnson not to attend his funeral. 26-year-old Martinez was killed November 4th during a traffic stop in the Chatham neighborhood. 23-year-old Darian McMillan is charged with killing Martinez using a handgun, modified with an extended magazine and switch, making it fully automatic. Today's weather will be cloudy with some rain this afternoon, and highs should reach the mid-50s. Tomorrow, we're expecting rain in the morning and a cloudy afternoon, similar temps as today. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.